In the last episode, I mentioned that we were kicking off a three-part mini-series diving into the top three marketing strategies that higher income earning podcasters do that lower income earning podcasters don't. And this was all according to a research paper that Improve Podcast had done surveying over 1,076 podcasters. I kicked it off last week with the first of those strategies. So if you missed that, then definitely go back and catch up, because this week we are diving into the second most important strategy. So this is part two of three, and it's actually conveniently related to last week's topic. And I'm not going to lie. Oh, when I read about this one, it hit a little too close to home, because even though I kind of do this, maybe a little bit, I know that I'm not doing it at all effectively, like at all. So we're going to learn together, you and I. Deal? Deal. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Hello, hello, Deidre Shen here, CEO and co-founder of Capshow. On today's episode of the Grow My Podcast Show, we are going to be delving into the second most important marketing strategy that higher income earning podcasters do that lower income ones don't. And that strategy, keyword research. Yep. Are you as disappointed to hear that as I was? Because I don't know about you, but for some reason, keyword research is one of those things that my brain just refuses to compute. For some reason, it's kind of like when I'm trying to learn another language. My brain just cannot grasp it. And it shows. It shows in the abysmal stats on my YouTube channel. I think my last video got about 6 views. Yikes, that's painful, but definitely better than zero. So that's a win. And it shows in that I'm barely even monitoring how my blog post keywords are performing. Does that feel and sound similar at all to you too? Unfortunately, as podcasters, we're content creators, which means that keyword research and SEO is something that we really should be mastering, especially if we want to grow our podcast shows organically and get leads through our podcast. And fortunately, I refuse. I cannot back down from a challenge. So I went on a little bit of a binge to come up with a solution for me and therefore for you. But listen and implement at your own risk. I'm going to be very open about the fact that we ourselves have just started implementing and testing this. So I'm not really even sure if I've cracked the code yet. What I can guarantee you is that as a podcaster who's also running a business, I'm going to be taking a pragmatic approach to this. I know that we cannot dedicate hours to keyword research or create all this brand new content just for SEO purposes. So while keyword research is important, I'm going to somewhat bastardize it to make it work for us podcasters. Mwahaha. Sound good? Now, you may be wondering, is there a difference between keyword research for Google and for YouTube? Great question. Because this is the first thing that tripped me up as I was tinkering with my own process. I was like, what is the difference? And so you know what I did? I Googled it. I Googled, is there a difference in keyword search between YouTube and Google? And to be honest, there wasn't anything that gave me a great answer. So you know what? I may actually do a blog post on that exact topic. So what I did was I stepped back and I thought about it. I thought about, when is it that I use Google and when is it that I use YouTube? And let me know if this is your experience too, right? When I want to learn something, perhaps have someone walk me through exactly how to do something step by step, you know, maybe even share their screen so I can follow along, I turn to YouTube. When I want an answer to a question, any question, and hopefully get the answer quickly, I turn to Google. Is that the same for you? So that got me thinking about how to do keyword searches across these two platforms with our podcast content in mind. And this is key, because if you're like me, you start with your podcast content first and then every other platform second. So what we're going to do is take a quick ad break. And when we come back, I'm going to take you through the process I'm implementing right now to give my podcast show the best chance of getting found on Google based on keyword research. So in this episode, we're going to park YouTube for now and just focus on Google and how we are using keyword research to give our written content the best chance of being found without having to re-record my podcast episodes to factor in keyword research. Sound good? Good. We'll be right back. Hey, you, we are talking keyword research on Google for your podcast. And why are we talking keyword research? Because according to a survey of over 1,076 podcasters, this is the second top marketing differentiator between what higher income earning podcasts do versus lower income earning podcasters. So pay attention, you guys. This is something that as a content creator and marketer, yes, that's you, you need to know how to do. So I have my co-founder and partner in crime, Bonna Rai, here to help me explain how exactly we do this for our own podcast, because she brings the technical knowledge. Now, as I said before, we are just starting. So we're gonna suss this out. So while she brings the technical knowledge on how to do some of the things, we are fully open about the fact that we are still testing, right?
Love it. That's right.
We're got not technical knowledge, it's more like tech no. This is what we're bringing at the moment. All right. Okay. So let's jump into it. We've got three steps for you as always. So the first one is pretty simple, I think. Okay. We want to start with our podcast, and I want to make this really, because this is going to be a different way of looking at keyword research, different than what you're going to be able to read or find on Google or YouTube, because not very many people talk about how to start from your podcast and then actually do keyword research effectively.
Mm.
And as I said, you know, I understand how much time we have as podcasters and business owners, that we cannot be spending all this time now trying to completely change up our content based on keyword research. So yeah. I always go start with record your podcast. Okay, so whatever topic you want to talk about, whatever, you know, if you just have guests on, if you have, which many of us do, we have guests on, so you're not controlling the topic, because they're going to bring their own topic. That's fine, just record it as you usually do. And what you're going to see as you record the episode with your guest is you're going to start to see the themes and lessons that do emerge.
Yes.
And that's what you can then base your keyword search on.
Yeah, I was just thinking that's what the main takeaway from this is actually to, aside from just planning your episode, as you say, who's going to be on there and things like that, but to think a little bit more strategically about what are those tips that you want to share, and hopefully give your guest a heads up as well to say, hey, which I know you do with the Grow My Podcast show, to say, this is kind of about audience. This would be great if you kind of think about how you structure what you talk about. And
yes,
that's always helpful to them as well.
Yeah, totally. I actually was speaking to an ex-colleague, he was actually, yeah, ages ago, he's in the AI space as well, and he's got his own startup, and he was actually asking about how he can do this. So he has totally an absolutely 100% guest-based podcast.
Mm.
And I just said, look, as much prep as you can as possible beforehand, do that. And what that looks like when you have a guest show. So when you have a solo show, it's a little bit easier. You control everything, right? Like for me, I write my outline. I know that the three steps, the three things that we're going to be talking about, I kind of know what question we're answering in the podcast episode. Mm-hmm. When you have a guest, it's a little bit different. Now, you want to, if you can, actually get in touch with them beforehand and have them share that with you. Like, hey, you know, we want to be able to add value to our respective audiences. Can you just give me a brief dot points on what it is that you are going to cover?
Yeah,
in terms of adding value to my audience?
Mm.
And which is great, because then when you can get that, and actually this goes into step two, which is to determine your angle, like
yes,
what's the actual angle that you're going to have from a Google perspective, you can then actually start to identify the particular question that the episode covered that your blog can answer.
Yes.
So just for those of you who are like kind of following along, you're like, what? How do we go from podcast to blog, and what's happening?
Okay.
Hold our hand.
Yeah.
But it's okay. So as we know, podcast is an audio form media. Mm-hmm. And the way that Google or any search engine works is right now based on words. I think they are going to be going into audio, but right now it's all words.
Mm.
So you need to feed the machine the words.
Yeah.
And so that's why a lot of, you know, the gurus and we would highly recommend as well having a blog that complements your podcast.
Mm.
And okay, stepping back again, because then there are show notes. So let me,
yes,
why don't we share almost our, what do you call it? Like mind map
of You can't see this, but Deidre's doing her mad science
to my mind hands.
Yeah. Let's call it a mind map.
Yeah.
We'll share this in our show notes.
Okay, we'll do that so you can visual, so that you have the visual. But essentially, we start from our podcast episode, and we have in our, on our podcast player. Did we speak about this last?
We did
last episode. Yeah. So we have our description, which is a very short, catchy. It's just meant to hook someone to get them to listen to your podcast episode, and then we have what we call the show notes, which lives on our podcast website. For this podcast, Grow My Podcast, Grow My Podcast Show, you can go to growmypodcastshow.com. That is the podcast website, and that's where all of our show notes live. Now, that we're not as particular about ranking for keyword on that. We do some keyword searching, but honestly, that's going to be driven more from the topic that of the particular podcast episode. Right? So we don't put too much stock on keyword search, but still really valuable to have. It does come up. It does rank on Google. I was actually just testing that and I was like, oh my gosh, Grow My Podcast Show is there. That's cool. Yeah, exactly. So you definitely want to have a website for your podcast. And then you also want to have a blog. Now for us who have businesses, if you go to capture.com, you'll be able to see our blog that we actually just started. But so really for all of you, because you're generally going to be experts who podcast, you're most likely going to have your own website, whether that's your own personal one or a business one, just start a blog page there. And for Google, that blog page is really what we're talking about in this episode about doing keyword search for. Okay. So we're kind of like, okay, we're starting our podcast episode. That was step one. And if you can, be as prepared as possible before going even into recording that with your guest to work out what is it that they're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Step two then is to identify what the particular question that the episode covered that your blog can answer. Because if you go back to what I was saying before about what do we use Google for, it's to answer a question, right? Or like we ask it a question. We ask it a question. Your job as an answer provider is to answer that question.
Yes.
So what are those particular questions that were answered? And you can choose five, you can choose set, like just have a list, and there will be a huge list, because then that is what we're going to start to validate the keyword research around.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I think it makes sense. Okay, yeah. Cool. And as you were just talking, I think it makes sense. It does make sense to me. And one example that I was thinking about as you were talking, I was like, I had a little bit of an aha moment there, because I think part of the danger of kind of going too far down the SEO rabbit hole, like you say, kind of starting with keyword research and then letting that dictate what content we create, means that we could sometimes lose our perspective. So I was even thinking about the episode that you did with Dan Hewley from Focusrite. We can link this as well in the show notes. That was a really good episode, because you went into it serving the needs of our audience, which is because Dan can talk about it from an audio engineering background and go into a lot of technical detail about, how you can really enhance the sound quality of your episode, of your podcast. But really the angle that you guys took in that episode was how simple it can be if you're new to it, if you don't really have that background, if you don't have a lot of time. He's still sharing his expertise, but now with this angle. And now that we've started with the podcast, when it comes time to do the keyword research, we're like, now what are people that are in that niche that we want to talk to? How are they searching for it? Which is going to be a very different crowd and keyword list or question list really to people who are like a really super technical,
yes,
and wanting to get into all of the,
yes,
excitement of it. So yes. I think that's another reason why I think this process is going to work differently. And I think maybe more effectively too, to make sure you have a very pronounced voice and perspective.
Yes.
And you don't lose that through this process.
And that was really important to me, because I was like, I went through the struggle, you guys, of going like, okay, I'm a podcaster. I know that I want to talk about particular things. I know I have very strong views and perspectives and approaches and strategies on all these different things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to, like, you're going to box me in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing keyword research and that box me in. Yeah. And that is just not fundamentally not what I wanted, how I wanted to approach this. And I'm sure that that's the same for all of you listening to this, which is why I was like, hey, how can I pragmatically figure this out in a way where you still have the freedom to record your podcast episode as you usually would, maybe a little bit more prep up front, just so that you can kind of direct it and shape it in a particular way best serves your audience. But then how can we still make it as impactful as possible on the, you know, post that to actually bring the keyword research, really have Google as the bigger search engine working for us a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that's definitely my approach, which is going to be a little bit different too. You can just listen to the SEO experts. You know, they're obviously always going to be like, do your keyword research first.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that works for us podcasters.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's step one, step two.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go into step three, which is really where we're really just testing it, right? Mm. But this is really where the technical aspects of it come in.
More nitty-gritty side of things. Yeah.
So if you remember, okay, step one is prepare your episode, record it. Step two is identify the top, and I would say, just to give you a number, top five questions that particular episode actually answered, right? And then what you want to do is you want to take those questions and you want to validate those angles, like which one would actually rank the highest when you do your keyword research.
Yes, exactly. So this is kind of the fun part, really, I guess, aside from recording and then, as you say, to be like, okay, let's see how we can test this. And I call it fun because I guess, like you say, we're still exploring this. And this episode we're recording right now is a perfect example of that. You know, we decided, hey, this is something that we're struggling with and we're recording this episode. And really one of the questions that we answer here is, you know, is keyword research really for podcasts important, as an example, to make this live for you guys? And really part of doing the keyword research to validate that is to say, okay, are people searching for this thing?
Yes.
Right. So it's very, very simple. I know when I first started this process, I thought, oh, I need to have all of the ways to, you know, how do I come up with keywords to validate? And it's like, just type the thing as a regular question.
Yes.
Okay. So I think it's very important to say, when we say technical, it's not about being SEO technical. It's just more the doing of it. But just speak like a human, because that's how Google is used. I was like, how do I use Google? Okay, this is have that lens always. And then what we're going to use is what we call long tail keywords. So that's, I guess, a slightly technical thing. So you have these head keywords, which are kind of the bigger, broader topics. So for example, a big, broad topic could be keyword research. Now there's going to be a lot of searches there, right? So we want to go into what's called the long tail, which is it takes that and really applies your context to it. So is keyword research for podcasts important? Suddenly it's very, very specific.
Mm.
And really how you want to think about it is, as you then, we use Key Search. There's a ton of keyword research tools out there.
SEMrush, they're tripping over themselves trying to get it ranked on. So if you go, best keyword research tool, oh my gosh, it's all the SEO experts on top of each other.
Exactly. That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah, we create some content around that. But yeah, we use Key Search. We've also used Moz. We've also used Keywords Everywhere. So whatever floats your boat. But for this example, we'll use that. Put that into Key Search. And what we found was what we're really looking for is keywords that have a higher volume and lower competition. And FYI, guys, search volume means that's the estimated number of people that are actually typing that search into Google, right? So that's search volume.
Yeah.
So that's almost demand, if you think about it, right? That's the demand for that particular keyword. And then we want to also balance that with how much competition there is.
So if there's a lot of supply, if there's a lot of people, other, you know, blogs and websites out there who are also using that keyword, then it's highly unlikely you're going to rank very well, because, you know, we're little all us and we're just starting out and, you know, we don't have quite the authority that probably these other places have, right? So you want to be looking at search volume, competition. Now for us, we were like, okay, why keyword research is important, has a volume of 590, that's pretty decent, and low competition. Okay, this seems to be a sweet spot. Now, if we just did a blog post on why keyword research is important, yeah, it might rank maybe, but we might be targeting the wrong people. Like the people might come across our blog post and they might just be other bloggers or people starting out. They're not actually podcasters, right? And this is where the niche conversation comes in. Like it's actually really important to have, because we want to make sure that people who are clicking on our content is actually our audience, that they're relevant, that they're actually going to become hopefully buyers or users of Capture at the end of the day. And to do that, you need to have a podcast. So if we go, okay, why keyword research is important, it's ranking, but let's tack on for your podcast at the end.
Yeah. then we can still rank for why keyword research is important, potentially, but the only people who will actually then click is going to be people who have a podcast, because they'll look at the title and they'll be like, or the heading, and they'll be like, oh yes, that's me. I want to rank for my podcast. Mm. Did I get that pretty much correct?
Yeah, I think that was it.
That was it. That's all we needed. Okay, cool. I'm this is great. Okay, so this is exciting. So this is the approach that we're taking. Is there anything else that you wanted to, because I mentioned niche, is there anything else that you wanted to raise on that?
No.
Okay. Yep.
I think because we did talk about how, because when you are niche, you are expecting to see lower volume.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So that's it, you guys. So those are the three steps. Like, hopefully that makes sense, because I know for me, as I said before, this is like learning another language for me.
It is.
And that's why I had to really break it down with Bonner to be like, okay, let me understand if this is correct.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, we are still testing this, but this is going to be the approach we're going to be taking for quite a bit. And the really exciting thing is, as you know, we iterate. If you're followers of Capture and you get our emails every Thursday seeing what we're up to in the actual software, you can see how quickly we move and we're iterating and we're constantly looking to improve the actual product. So given that this particular approach to blog posts from your podcast, we're actually going to build this approach into Capture.
That's going to be so good.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
So it's not there yet. Oh, maybe by the time this goes live, hopefully.
It might be, we've just done the design for it.
Yeah. So
I think by the time this goes live, we might actually have an app.
Oh, you got to try it, you guys. But yeah, basically everything that we outlined, this whole process, Capture will actually do for you in like under 10 minutes. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane. So look out for that. If you don't know what we're talking about with Capture, then I don't know what have you been living under?
You've just been born, yeah.
You have to go check it out at capshow.com, CAPSHO.com. You can try it out for free, literally no credit card required. Super easy to just like sign up, get in, upload your first episode. Under 10 minutes, you get the title, description, show notes, social media captions, promotional email, blog post, YouTube description, transcript, LinkedIn article. What?
Under 10 minutes.
Under 10 minutes. Like, come on, guys.
For free. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you do not need to be convinced to do this. So go and do that now. Go check out the show notes, because in the show notes, what I was doing with my hands, that mind mapping thing, we'll have a visual of it in there so you can hopefully follow along. We'll show you examples, like screenshots of the search, like the steps that we took, even as what we spoke about. In these three steps, we'll lay that out for you. And you can also get the cheat sheet if you want kind of a written form of the three steps. Then you can go get that as well in the show notes. So that's it from us. Hopefully we made that really super clear, clear as mud for you around how to do keyword research for your podcast, starting from your podcast, which I think is really cool. And it's a really exciting approach. And yeah, just go sign up for Capture. All right, you guys, this all seems so fun. And as always, stay awesome.
Bye.